Members, this meeting is opened and I think it's going to be a short meeting. We have a BRR report that we have to adopt today. This report was compiled with the assistance of the researchers, in particular the researcher from the Appropriations Committee. Now, I want the members, I will go page by page and see where we do not agree or where we have a concern. So can we start with page, which page three? Page three. Page four. Page five. Page six. Page seven. Page eight.
I'm not sure that we completely agree that the service delivery program is relatively delivered on its set targets. And I will make the same point when we get to page 7 under recommendations. I would say the same thing. And the reason I say that is that the business plan is too vague. I think one of the staff members said it to us when they came to make their presentation, that the goals are vague. They don't have time frames and quantities. How many labour inspectors by which date will be appointed? How many will be trained by which date? So I just think that they've only partially delivered. They haven't completely delivered because the targets are so general, they're not specific.
Okay, I hear what he's saying because I think that was one problem that was raised, that it's not clear. So I think we can note that, members, and is it going to affect the recommendations? Not really. Okay.
I was going to suggest an additional recommendation, but not change the ones that are here.
Additional.
But that's okay. Only on page 13. I could make it then if you like or not.
Okay, so where are we rephrasing this in page 7? Page 8.
Page 8, I just said that sentence. The second paragraph under service delivery, whereas the service delivery program has relatively delivered on its set targets, I would have said it's partially delivered.
Mm.
Because it's only, I mean, we went on that oversight visit to all those labour centres and we were not happy.
Okay, and page 9.
Person, that 41%, I don't think can be accurate on page 9. If there are 636,000 people registered, then 5,600 job seekers, it's not 41%, it's 5% or something. I think that calculation is not right.
Can't
be right.
Where is it, Alice?
Page 9, second paragraph, it says 41%. 5,600 is not 41% of 636,000, it's 4 or 5%.
How do we get the accurate percentage? How do we calculate the accurate percentage?
I would just cancel that in brackets, because then you don't need to calculate it. Just otherwise we will look stupid as a committee that we can't get our figures right. I would just draw a line through that.
Cindy, is my medicine? Can I? Okay, sir. Okay. Page 10. 11. Page 12. Page 13. 13 or 12?
13.
Okay.
I wanted to just suggest an additional recommendation, and I've said this, the business plan must have much more detail in the goals with time frames and quantities specified to, so that we can deal with that problem of it's difficult to measure because we don't know how many and by when and all that. I don't know if that helps.
Page 14. That's the last. Page 14 is the last page.
Chairperson, if I could just make one last comment. That second bullet point on page 14, I agree with the mobile labour centres, but we need staff to run those mobile labour centres. You remember when we were in Kwamhlushwa, that chap complained that he must drive the bus and he must run the office and he must make the tea and he must do everything and he can't do all of those things because it's not enough people. So I agree with bullet 2 that they must have these more mobile centres, but I would just add plus staff to run it, because otherwise you're going to pull the staff out of the existing labour centre, then the existing labour centre will be less people to run it.
Additional staff is suggesting that we should say there should be additional staff. Yes, okay. Can we finish this one, sweetie, if you are taking us back? Are we agreeing with this one that there should be more additional staff added so that workers are not taken from the offices and go and run the bus?
Madam Chair, I'm not clear of the relevance of this recommendation.
Mm.
Well, I think the issue here is how do we take the Department of Labour to remote areas?
Mm.
And as a result, that's why there's these mobile units is to reach there. Now, I really don't understand the relevance of additional staff, because currently when you go to remote areas, you have specific days. You're not there each and every day. You collect certain information and then go to the labor center where you have to work on the world. So I think if Honorable Oles can be a little bit substantiate this.
Please explain further for the members.
Sure, Chairperson. If you remember our trip to the labour centres on the oversight visit, we went to the one in Kwamhlushwa, and we were complaining about the state of the facilities, about the lack of service, about the long queues, about the computer system that didn't work, to the staff. And when we started to interrogate the staff and say, but you're not doing your work, the queues are too long, the whatever, the staff said to us, well, they didn't argue when we said it's dirty and it's not working and all that jazz. But when we said to them, you are not sorting out these long queues, they complained that there's too few staff because they have to take the mobile center to Komatipoort and wherever else. So they have to take either inspectors or people from the front desk of that office in Kwamhlushwa, put them in the bus or the truck and go to Komatipoort and then attend to people there. So there was not enough people then to run the office. So I'm just saying that if we're going to ask for additional buses or additional trucks to go to the rural areas, if we don't provide additional staff to run those trucks, we're going to be pulling the staff from the front desk of the labour centres, which means the queues in the labour centre will then get longer again.
Is it clear, Honourable? Should we pass?
Chairperson, my worry with this recommendation, the amendment of the recommendation, is that I think there's a lot of vacancies within the Department of Labor. Now, that's why then these problems that Honorable Ollis is raising. I think for me, rather than to say there must be additional staff, whereas we know that there are vacancies, I think maybe Honorable Ollis, if he might agree with me, the recommendation must not necessarily be as a result of the additional funds for the mobile labor centers. But I think if is the speeding up of filling in the current vacancies that exist in all sections of the Department of Labor, I think I'll be comfortable with that, instead of creating new positions whilst there are vacancies as we speak.
So I don't think there is, you disagree with Shada, really. So we can't add something to that extent that says the Department of Labor must speed up the employing of people to the existing vacancies, so that when these buses are going out, there is no interruption in the work that is done in the offices. Neither I formulate it in the right way, but that's what you are saying in essence. And thank you. Members, before you leave. Now, this is the report that will be submitting as the Department of Labor. I will need a person who is going to adopt it and a person who is going to second the adoption. Honorable Nyekemba, with amendments.
Chairperson, yes, I move for the adoption of the report with amendments, of course.
Thank you. The seconder? You speak, Wallace, please. Honorable.
Happy to second the adoption with amendments. Thank you.
Thank you. The report has been adopted by the Portfolio Committee on Labor unanimously, and this report is adopted and the meeting is closed. And thank the two honorables from Home Affairs.
The Home Affairs.